This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sifting through lots of things that are going on here. The if you didn't hear our food, farm, and family report, Jay and I were talking about the things that are allowed in the food you eat. And if you knew that they were allowed or they were in the food, you'd go, yucca bunga, I'm not touching this with a 5-foot pole, with a fork, with a spoon, with a knife, with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought we would go through this a little bit more. There's a little inspiration involved in this and also some interpretation, because there are a lot of people who listen to this program who are in the food business. You know, one of the things that research has helped me with to understand who listens to the program, what they're interested in. Some of it has to do with you. They like you, or they like my personality, like Jennifer. They like what we talk about. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's how we help the people who listen that really gets, you know, that's what gets their juices flowing. And so I'm here to try to take away self-doubt from you as it applies to whatever may be in your life. Am I making the right decision, right? Am I doing the right thing? Well, if you're, in terms of food, if you're really thinking about what you're feeding yourself and your family, maybe you take some of this stuff to heart, because it is as a result of the factorization, big government and big business go together, as far as I'm concerned. They're one and the same, in a manner of speaking, because big government has allowed big food businesses to get away with the filth that is in your food. We were talking about coffee beans. If you want to hear that review, you can go to foodfarmfamily.com, or you can get the replay, the download, if you will, of the Good Day program in the next 24 hours that Jay will prepare, and you'll hear reference to some of this. But there's more, much more, that ought to be a part of what's in your head as you buy food. This is another reason, Jay, for people to go to the local farmers as much as they can, as time and the season allows it, to buy stuff that you either can go pick yourself, or you can see where it has been picked by going out looking around the farmers' fields. But when you talk about things that are processed with like peanut butter, for example, this the allowance of insect fragments there and what you can eat, the fact that there are moldy strawberries that are allowed. If you look at any Driscoll, strawberries are the worst.
Yes.
They're moldy. They sell it. Crap. I bring them back to the store.
A lot of times they don't even make it out of the store. If you pick them up and start looking at them, you can see.
Yeah,
the thing that is astounding to me is that orange juice can contain as much as 10% mold.
Yeah, right.
And even
it's good for your immune system.
Especially if you are allergic to mold or mildew or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
And that's another prime example of going to your local farmer's market or a farm stand or anything, get your own oranges and then squeeze the orange juice, which is so delicious. Anyway,
so,
it's so much more delicious than any store-bought stuff.
Yesterday, when I was having lunch with Brendan and Jasper, he loves fruit. So they go to the farmer's market on Melrose in Hollywood every Sunday, and they buy their fruit, they buy their vegetables. They're not meat eaters, per se, so they don't buy meat there, but you can get it there. But they buy most everything they're going to need for fruits and vegetables on the farmer's market on Sundays. And that's something, because California is year-round in terms of growing things, that the fresh fruits, especially blueberries and raspberries and blackberries, you can buy them. And so we had a handful, and Jasper just loves. He'll take a big handful and just smash them into his mouth. So he has it all around, you know, some good pictures of that. But what I'm speaking to is how much better that stuff is. And a lot of people say, well, I can't find that around where I am. Well, that may be true. Look for it, at least. Give it the effort. Because the stuff that you buy that's packaged, again, much of it is from Driscoll, but there are other outfits that are better quality, aren't as well known. but they have all of this stuff. And what, you know, we, inspecting your strawberries, that's one thing. Here's the spaghetti boxes. According to the government, you're going to have 450 insect parts and up to 9 rodent hairs. That's acceptable in a 16-ounce box of spaghetti. All right, how about a 16-ounce jar of tomato sauce? You can have 2 whole maggots in the tomato sauce. All right, here we go. Crushed oregano can contain 300 or more insect bits for every 10 grams. So that if you have a bottle of oregano, using it to spice up whatever your foods are, it could have 15,000 bug bites.
Oh,
how about that? Huh? Blech, that's right. So the government's not doing you any. Once again, we're paying for nothing because what? You're not getting, not that in small bits, all this stuff is probably not bad for you. It's just something we're not used to, and it sounds gross.
It's gross when you think about it. Well, I mean, look at it. There's chocolate-covered crickets and grasshoppers. So people do eat bugs. But there are a lot of things that
by
are
choice, the quote-unquote
standards. What?
That's by choice.
Oh, exactly.
Not by chance.
Yes. But there are a lot of things that are permitted here in our country that are not, certain levels that are just not in other countries. So it makes you wonder what's going on. And then you look at pesticides, not even just bug fragments
and all of that crap.
But
yeah,
you look at pesticides and you have kale and collard and mustard greens, all of that stuff. The foodborne illnesses that typically come with the pre-cut packaged produce.
Yeah. It just is a warning. Green bean samples that were tested, they had a lot of pesticides in them because they spray all of that stuff. Doesn't make any difference whether it's something that has a hard shell like an avocado or something that is, I'm thinking about, people think, okay, I'm buying a pineapple and then I'll cut it up myself because it won't have the spray. Well, unless it's organic, it'll have it and it goes through the skin and gets into, you can wash an apple until you're blue in the face. If it's coming from a commercial orchard that sprays, you're going to have stuff in the pulp of the apple, the pulp of the pear.
See, I always thought the thicker-skinned ones, like the avocado, bananas, it's not penetrating through, that those are considered the quote-unquote clean ones.
No, it'll penetrate. Also with melons, watermelon, muskmelon, any of those melons. That stuff gets right through, goes right through, and it's not detectable inside because they can't test it unless they cut that's how it's been discovered, because somebody's taken the initiative to not just test the outside skin, but what's inside. And you say to me, all right, Doug, what's the solution? The solution is more and varied farm realities instead of what's going on right now. I am on a tear because I've been looking at some of the stuff I read on the plane last night coming back, this massive new farm bill that will affect what you eat. Every 5 years, Congress passes a new farm bill, and it covers all kinds of complex relationships with big ag, crop insurance, development of rural areas. It has a huge impact on what you eat. So as the people in the ag committees of the House and the Senate get together to try to hash this out, there's kind of a bilateral, bipartisan look at this, because every state has farmers, every state has rural areas, and so the things that you think about when it comes to the farm bill debate, I expect to be a lot more talking about this year, because there are more people who are making more noise because they're tired of, the farmers are tired of getting screwed by the federal government, dairy farmers especially. But there are a lot of, both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation, both of which I belong to as a farmer, oppose the appropriations bill, at least the one that came out of the House subcommittee. And there's another outfit called Ag Launch that is trying to get in the face of people who are allowing this farm bill to go down the same road as it has gone down for the past, since World War II, actually. Food stamps, that's like 80% of the bill's spending is on food stamps. What the hell's that got to do with agriculture? Now, the food lunch program and other things, emergency food assistance, that should be a separate department, a separate bill. And then there's Big Ag. They're all in there trying to get money and keep the small farmer from getting the help. It's really, this bill ought to be for the small farmer, for the family farmer. But as usual, and especially with this Biden group in there, all they want to talk about is the environment. They don't talk about the farms and the food that we eat. It's them on this maniacal, focused, it's all about conservation stuff. Yeah, farmers ought to be aware of and should be taking care when it comes to the environment, no question about it. Most of the farmers I know, that's their first priority, because without a good environment, that is good land, they're not going to be able to grow anything. Most dairy farmers that I know grow their own hay, they grow their own corn, they grow their own feed for their cows. So they want to make sure that the land is protected. The ranking Republican on the Agriculture Committee would like to move some of the conservation programs in, some of them in the bill, some of them out of the bill. But instead of focusing on the real need that we have as Americans to have good quality food, we're arguing about this sort of thing. And the reason that I didn't do this by accident, to go through all those gross things that are in the filthy food that you're eating, but where is the work that's being done on that? Instead, they're talking about heaping money on the four big ag businesses, the big ag companies, the big factory farmers. Debbie Stabenow, who's from Michigan, chairman of the committee in the Senate, says, because she's a Democrat, they want a lot more money to go to conservation programs, and Republicans want to see more flexibility as to how farmers use funds in general, which for me makes a lot more sense. The big farmers that grow cotton and soybeans and corn get most of the aid from the farm bill. The smaller farmers who grow fruits and vegetables, specialty crops, nah, they don't get any support at all. So don't you want your money? It's your money to go for protection of your food and not go to some huge agribusiness. Time you called, whether he or she is a Republican or a Democrat, the office of your senator and congressman and said, you want nothing in the bill that'll support Big Ag. Food for thought, literally, here on Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321321. That's PRIDE to 321321.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now 23 after the hour, this is Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with an ongoing love hate relationship with social media. Our accounts, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, are used pleasantly by folks through the course of the day. But once in a while, somebody takes a shot at Jen. They never take a shot at Jay, because how can you take a shot at Jay? She doesn't give you a reason to take a shot. On the other hand, I do. So I have big shoulders. Help yourself if you want to take a shot. Twitter, it's Good Day On Air, if you can make it work for you one way or another. That seems to be one of the things with all the discussion of Ron DeSantis and the creeping crud that the Twitter accounts seem to have had. I think you and I were talking, Jay, about how this was the first real challenge on Twitter, certainly since Musk took it over, right?
And Twitter's been having different bugs and glitches, which all social media platforms typically always do.
All we talk about is bugs. Bugs in social media, yeah. Bugs in food.
It's the year of the bugs. This was a big one, because it was kind of essentially the big coming out party for Twitter Spaces, and it was the announcement for the bid for presidency for DeSantis, and they were saying that there were just so many people that it was crashing the system, it was melting the servers, there were glitches, there was already a 30-minute delay. But when you think about it, there were still under 500,000 people watching this, which is significantly less than when there's a televised event for somebody announcing their run for presidency. And it just goes to show that Twitter is not, just like any other social media platform, people have the ones they like and they don't really go towards the other ones. And so if you are not an avid Twitter user, you probably weren't paying attention to this. If you are not an avid DeSantis person, you probably were not paying attention to this.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, the world continues to turn, shockingly. And as we are focused on a lot of different things with regard to social media and the technology that brings it to us, there's a focus on a lot of different companies, different sizes, that are jumping ship from some of the bloated legacy software that's around. There's a new report out. 89% of the professionals in IT say they're frustrated with their company's software. 54% say their company pays for features that they never use. So let's give this some time and food for thought from Jim Jennings.
The current macroeconomic environment has been challenging for many companies, and bloated, hard-to-use software is at the center of what's weighing them down. Chief Marketing Officer for Freshworks, Stacey Epstein, explains.
Bloatware is costing organizations over $84 billion in time wasted each year across the entire IT industry. Today, customers and employees expect seamless and constructive solutions, but most companies simply don't have the resources to meet that standard.
That's when easy-to-use, affordable software like Freshworks can help them do a better job in this faster, digitally-driven market.
Freshworks takes a fresh approach to building and delivering software that's quick to implement and provides high value and impact. We help our customers do this by ensuring they can meet their digital transformation outcomes without breaking the bank.
Learn more at Freshworks.com.
Our idea here is to present you with lots of food for thought, whether it be in that vein or the food that you're eating or the way you're living your life. And you can catch much of the important tidbits on the Good Day download every day. There's Warren Eckstein on the most recent download. There are things that we have followed that in the last couple of days, in the last week. I think one of the most interesting things in the response to it has been what I said about Martha Stewart and her being on the front cover of the Sports Illustrated magazine. But then we have input from Jack Stockwell, Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Show. So if you want to keep up with what's going on, you can hear the Good Day Show all day, every day in its entirety. And then you get the Good Day download at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has formally announced his candidacy for the 2024 Republican nomination for president. DeSantis tweeted out his announcement due to glitches making his live event with Elon Musk delayed. President Biden commemorated the one-year anniversary of the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas today. Speaking from the White House, Biden said,
I realize this is a really tough day for all families. Remembering is important, but it's also painful.
He again urged Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed. Another group is warning people not to travel to Florida. The Human Rights Campaign has joined Equity Florida to issue the travel warning, saying several new anti-LGBTQ state laws make it risky and unsafe to travel to the Sunshine State. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Now 34 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, the award-winning Jay Kirshner, this year's winner of a Gracie, which you will be able to proudly put on her, where you can put it on your broadcast desk there so you can see it all the time while you're on the air, or you can put it in some place where it's in a glass case and nobody's going to ever touch it.
Ooh, yeah,
it'll never rust,
it.
Never rot. The one we won last year, I have downstairs on the sideboard. When people come into the house, they see pictures and things that are important to me. And that thing is prominently right there, so everybody can see it.
Oh,
what's that?
Wonderful.
Yeah. This is the sort of things that I think and we think here. I guess one of the things that I think about every morning when I get up and get going, somebody was asking me how I have been doing this. So at the Gracie's the other night, having a conversation with somebody who's been in radio for a while, a young woman who's on in the morning, doesn't like getting up in the morning. And she said, how do you do it? Do you drink a lot of coffee? What do you do? And I said, I just live my life. This has been, I've been, most of the 57 years that I've been on the air has been in the morning, because I think what my approach to the world is something that fits in the morning. And also I feel good I'm happy to get up. I don't have any coffee. I don't have any stimulants. I just go,
yeah.
I go get it.
It's your personality and your vibrance and your energy.
Yeah.
And also, do you think that part of being a farmer helps, too, because it's already ingrained in you?
I've been getting up at 4 o'clock all my life, so it's not a big deal. And you know what else is there? I think I appreciate the fact that every single day, Jay, birds are flying, dolphins are twirling, flowers are blooming, in some place snow is falling, the waves of the ocean are waving, the rainbows are around here and there. Whatever cows do, they do it, and they're at it every single day of every single year. Farmers are doing what is necessary to inspire people if they really understand the working ethic. So I'm going to bounce back to something that I was talking about in the last half hour that you can pick up on either on the Good Day Download or thegooddayshow.com. The whole business of with our food, farm, and family focus being a big-time part of the program, and me being a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm focused on the billions of dollars in farm aid and farm. This is not farm aid like Willie Nelson's farm aid. This is aid that someone decided ought to go to farmers. So here's, as we continue to focus, we were talking about the food and how poorly managed it is. The government and its USDA and the Food and Drug Administration do a crappy job. The fact that this new farm bill will affect pretty much everything that you eat. And then there is the focus on who's getting the money. I am not a fan of big ag, as you can tell. But I'm appalled at looking at the breakdown of the billions of dollars in this farm bill that will flow to lawmakers who are, in fact, part of writing the bill. Listen to this. This is one of the better farmers in Congress saying that he has purposefully tried to avoid taking any subsidies because of the conflict that could arise. This is a member of the Lena Costa is the lady. She has a living trust. And most of the property that she has, which is used in agriculture, is owned by her mother. But, you know, it's still, she's influencing. She has an almond farm in California. She said, since coming to Congress and serving in the House on the Ag Committee, I haven't taken any farm subsidy or any other federal aid. It's critical that Americans trust their representatives to make decisions based on the best information available and not for personal gain. This is a Freudian slip, personal grain. One of the fellows that headed the Office of Government Ethics, who was often at odds with Trump over his conflicts of interest, of which there were plenty, especially with Sonny Perdue being the ag secretary, the disgusting, just disgusting way that he took care of his friends, especially during the pandemic, and because Trump doesn't know from nothing about agriculture, he left the guy alone to do whatever he wanted to do. So the lax ethics rules in Congress that allow members of Congress who are farmers or who own land to get benefits, this is something. I mean, look at it in comparison to those in the executive branch. For example, if they got benefits or welfare, it would be a crime and they'd go to jail. But in the House, especially, yeah, these guys they just chalk it up. So at any rate, we need more government oversight. We also need to have people in there that we can trust. More and more, you trust them less and less. And this is just another reason that only 9% of the American public is respectful of members of Congress, because they do this for themselves. They're above the law. And the watchdog groups, they get kind of pushed out of the way. Here's a public citizen, fellow that runs that, said in an interview that if the farm subsidy laws that members write are not favoring their own class of farmers, then it doesn't pose a special threat. But if it is, and that's the case with some of the big ag stuff, that's where the subsidies that they're pushing, they're in conflict. And so anyway, here's Texas Republican Chip Roy, who says the whole system is so frickin' messed up, so many subsidies going to so many people, and this is part of the complexity of the farm bill. So then people say to me, why does it matter? You're a farmer. Tell me why this matters. So I go back in time, maybe 5 years ago, to the last time the bill was passed. I remember talking to a lot of people, because I'm on the finance committee of the Mass Farm Bureau here in Massachusetts, and so we talk about this and where the money is coming from to help the farmers who really need it. There are a lot of people who think there shouldn't be a farm bill because it's so full of pork. Well, yes, that's true, but if we turned the focus onto the people who are growing the food in your neighborhood, then it would be different, right? But so many people look at the grocery store as the source of food, they don't even understand. Well, I guess they did understand, though, Jay, during the chain disruptions that made headlines. The pandemic caused a lot of people to figure, okay, I better get to know my local farmers, because it was critical. Where am I going to get the food?
And there really are so many farmers markets around. It's not, and that's the other thing. A lot of people think of a farmers market, they think they have to go to a farm to go to a farmers market. There are ones that are regularly scheduled. There are pop-up ones. There are farmers markets everywhere.
I have one on my farm every Sunday. You go to Eastleigh Farm, that's my farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H. I always like sending people there who ask me questions. Well, what's your farm like? Well, that's a good way to find out. And you can see one of the stories there is the focus on local food and local artisans that come to the farmer's market every Sunday. And so, but I don't get, I have no, I have had a consultant look at the farm bills, at the farm subsidies, and what's available to help me and people like me. And he came up with a big fat zero. There's nothing in the bill passed, nothing presently that's available from the U.S. Department of Ag. And then they look at what is the proposal for the farm bill. At least this time around, a lot of people are now being heard. Whether it'll do any good or not, I guess, remains to be seen. I know that the farmers groups that I belong to, the Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau Federation, are opposed, as I said a few minutes ago, to the stuff that's in the ag funding bill to this point. Because what it does, there are a lot of harmful provisions preventing the USDA from completing rules to protect family farmers from abuses of the huge agribusinesses, the market power that is exerted by, for example, the meat industry. This bill, as it presently states, makes unacceptable cuts to funding that help distressed borrowers, that ensure food and nutritional security. This is just a mess. Cutting funds that would support borrowers of farm service agency loans. A lot of farmers, you realize that only 17 cents of every dollar, if they're lucky, that you spend on food goes to the farmer. So what kind of a cockeyed, cockamamie deal is it in the first place? These people are nuts. And they've gotten away with it, frankly. I wrote on my notes when I was on the plane reading some of the stuff from a couple of the farmer magazines. I wrote on the side of one of the articles, "Here we go again." Because that's basically, there have been a lot of promises by members of the House Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee that will be different this year. But it really isn't. So that's why both the National Farmers Union and the American Farm Bureau Federation is up in arms about the consolidation. There are very few buyers and sellers who are in the middle, if you will. The manipulation, and dairy is probably the best example of this. Dairy farmers are trying to reform, as part of this bill, the federal program. But they're just the huge farms, the factories with thousands of cows. There's a farm near you in Cuyahoga County. There's a farm run by a couple named John and Julie Patterson. That is a pretty good example, Jay, of what is important and what makes a difference. How is it that you pay what you pay for milk?
Yeah.
Think about what these people are paying for feed, what they're paying for fuel, what they're paying to have the equipment work so that you can have the joy of fresh food. It takes time, it takes money, it takes effort. And the dairy margin coverage program, which is something that was enacted in the last farm bill, so screws over the small farmers in favor of the big farmers, protecting their milk prices, that kind of stuff. So there's a need to change that program, you won't see much difference because milk prices are set by the federal government. And that's another huge problem. Why should the federal government, instead of the marketplace, why should they set the price? And I'll give you an example. Iowa is the latest state to legalize the sale of raw milk. There are, I think, 29 states that have legalized raw milk. Raw milk should be legalized everywhere and then monitored. Instead of listening to the people who go to the Princeton School of Public Health or something, where these idiots all learn or they're taught that raw milk is bad for you. It's nothing to do. Raw milk is good for you. It's the only thing about the only state of milk that's good for you is the raw milk.
Well, and it was the one that was the only one available once upon a time.
Right. That's exactly right. So now they have all of these. You know, most people don't even know what real milk tastes like. They have no fat and 2% fat, and even this the way that I handled it, and this is what ought to be a part of the marketplace: charge what people will pay on your farm. I had raw milk. I used to sell 100 gallons a day plus. It was $12 a gallon, and I could have sold twice as much if I'd had enough cows to milk. I don't push my cows, so and I keep them clean, and that's all it takes. But this is just one example. The milk prices are set by the federal government. The structure is favoring the huge agribusinesses and not the family farmer. So once again, you get screwed because the family farmer gets screwed. The quality of what you have, going back to what I was talking about earlier, of all the crap that's in the food, this is something that, I mean, I could go on forever. I've gone on long enough, but it really is something to keep your eye on because it is important to you. If you're caring about what you put into your body for food, it's 48 past the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Past the hour now. Good day, health time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with an overview of some questions that people are asking that are pertinent. Dr. Ken practices at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Mount Dora, Florida. It's a great place to go to get fresh air in many ways, including a fresh approach to your health and well-being. He's always available. He's a neat guy to talk to, as you can tell by listening to him when he's on the radio. So I enjoy my conversations with him. And so hopefully what the information is that we pass along from his point of view as a cardiologist is something that's, that is taken seriously by people who listen. That's why he's here. So one of the things that people are wondering about, there are all these questions about how to really effectively get rid of weight. You know, we talk about Calitrin all the time and things that you would advise your patients to do, because if we've got this problem with obesity, not only in our country, but around the world, Ken. And so there are a lot of people taking a lot of pills, getting a lot of exercise, supposedly going on weight loss programs. So there's information about this. Is it Wegovy? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yes.
I don't know. I've not heard of it.
Doug, you know, I've been a preventive cardiologist now a while. I've been a doctor for 35 years. I have never seen so much excitement about a new drug in my whole career. And this is not an exaggeration. This Wegovy has become so difficult to get after some doctor off-label gave it to an actress who, in my eyes, looks great, and then appeared at one of the awards meetings looking tiny. And this came on social media, has become the most demanded drug, the most huge introduction I've ever seen, like the Eiffel Tower, that kind of acceleration in interest in this drug. Wegovy is effective. It works in a whole new class of drugs, this GLP-1 agonist, not to get into the weeds, but it stimulates an area of the gastrointestinal tract that decreases your appetite. And this drug initially was introduced as a diabetes drug. And what was discovered was that even people who don't have diabetes lose weight. And the news this week is the European Congress on Obesity in Dublin that occurred just last week. And this one of the hottest prescription drugs on the U.S. market, this Wegovy, what they reported was it really does help patients lose weight. And the investigators, they analyzed more than 100 people using Wegovy. The scientific name is semaglutide. You know, you probably have heard this is as Ozempic. That's how it's reported for diabetes. And they found that after a year, participants shed more than 13% of their body weight on average. And it was decided this medication showed superior weight loss to all previously approved anti-obesity medications.
So this is Ozempic? This is Ozempic? That's the same stuff?
It's the same substance, but in a higher dose, and they relabeled it and remarketed it. The study showed that less of it was effective and needed for weight loss, and the weight loss version is Wegovy, and the FDA has approved this for doctors like myself. It's in my lane, preventive cardiologists. It's approved for people who have a BMI over 27 and one associated risk to the heart, like high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, or people with a BMI over 30, and the FDA approved it in my lane to reduce the risk of the first heart attack. So this has become a drug that preventive cardiologists need to know about, need to be using. It, we now have an effective, pretty safe way of lowering the risk of getting the first heart attack when patients are obese. And the safety profile, I urge you to talk to your doctors about it, is looking really pretty good.
What are the dangers of depending on, instead of using exercise or food control or other things that are part of obesity, part of gaining weight, what are the dangers? Because a lot of people say, give me a pill, I'll take it, that's it. They don't take responsibility. They still eat like pigs. And so they figure, okay, we're going to take this drug and I'll be fine and that's all I need. So there's got to be some kind of danger associated with this, it would seem. It's good, yeah, it's good because maybe there are things here, but it sounds like it makes it too easy for people to abuse themselves.
Well, it definitely goes without saying that you must start first with diet and exercise after the doctor says it's okay. And then this should be your third option when diet and exercise is not working. And this is for the person whose BMI is over 30 or BMI is 27 and higher and has an effect on the health that will affect the heart. And it's a whole package. It's not, come on in, let's just give you a shot once a
right.
week. And this is self-
All right.
this
Questions is self- for Dr. Ken.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.